Good afternoon and God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And today is a really wonderful day and I'm so thankful to God and so thankful for how he truly does change our lives when we listen to him. You know, we can have God's perspective in the world or we can have our own perspective within the world. And, you know, God is the life changer. God is the one who really gives us the words that's going to change the direction of our lives, but it's up to us to choose and make that decision that you are going to take the words into your heart and you're going to let them take effect. That you make the choice that I am going to let this have more an effect on me than the words of the world. You know, the words of the world can be worries, fears, doubt, and really sat procrastinating. But God really gives us faith, confidence, and trust. And as I've been, again, continuing to go through the paradigm sharings, I've recognised that about self-esteem, self-worth, and how this can have an impact. You know, how you feel about yourself and how you value yourself is going to impact every choice and decision you make. So really building your value and building your confidence up is real key. It's key to being the best of yourself. And really God wants to really wash your mind. You know, we have been brainwashed by the world. But God wants to really brainwash our and cleanse our mind with his word, with his truth, to really see that the truth is what is going to set you free, that you do not need to be thinking in your old nature anymore. You don't need to be in the same mindset as you used to be. You can really be filled. You can really be encouraged. You could be filled with the great promises of God. And you can really also do your research when you are maybe going through something. Maybe you have a lack, you know, maybe you have fear within you. And if you have fear within you, then you could really start proclaiming 2 Timothy 1:7. For God hasn't given me a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. You know, if you are in lack or you feel that you are lacking in an area, you can start proclaiming over your life. Matthew 7:7, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. So when you are going through certain things within your life, then we have God's promises to really go back to. We can really make that decision to change our mind. You know, Romans 12:2 is a transformation of the mind. You can be transformed by the inside out. And, you know, it takes place by our words. What words are you speaking? What are you declaring? Are you really believing that you are loved? Do you really believe in you are blessed? Are you really believing that God has a great plan and a purpose for your life? Are you believing what God is saying, or are you believing the negatives, where the world has tried to condition you? It's tried to show you or tell you that you're not worthy because, you know, you, because of your status, you're not worthy and you're not loved, or you're not blessed because of your career. You're not, you know, it's very, the world is evil and the world wants to try and place doubt within you. So you don't grow to the ability that God has placed within you. God, you have tremendous ability within you, and it's up to you to really do the work. You know, you do the inner work. You find out, okay, I might be going wrong in this area. I might not be understanding in this area. Where have I missed the mark? Because that's all you've done, is missed the mark. And where can I, you know, where can I then grow from the place that I am now? Really put your head and your heart into that, into the depths and into that place. That place, that thing that may hold you back. What can hold you back? Are you letting old habit patterns? Are you letting the feeling of lack of, you know, being loved, the feeling of lack of, you know, people around you, the feeling of lack of real great decent relationships, you know, really go to God. God really wants you to go to him and seek him. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added on unto you. And, you know, I really looked today at that verse of scripture. I was sat and I was thinking, seek first the kingdom of God. And I thought, you know, I actually really would like to see this within, with depth. What is the meaning of this? And this is what was brought up. To seek first the kingdom of God is to I messed up a little bit there. So, the seek first the kingdom of God. The key aspects of seeking the kingdom first. The definition is, the kingdom is God's rule and reign, characterized by righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Actionable steps. It involves starting the day with prayer, scripture, and worship, rather than focusing on daily anxieties. Living righteously. This involves aligning daily choices, relationships, and goals with God's value. And service. It includes using one's talent and assignments to serve others, acting as a steward of God's kingdom on earth. Its essence, it is a call to align one's life with God's agenda, trust his providence, and live life of faith and not fear. I thought that was pretty neat. You know, that we do not need to be living life in any fear, in the worries of life, because we are seeking God. We're seeking his kingdom. And when we seek, we then do not focus. You know, it says we seek him first is also putting his will above personal worries, ambitions, and material pursuits. By focusing on spiritual, godly living first, believers are promised that their needs, food, clothing, will be provided. We do not need to be worrying. We do not need to be doubting. We can really just give our day to God. Speak in tongues much. Really seek him. And he will then add those things. Add whatever it is that you may need within your life. What do you feel that you need? What, and is your need carnal or is it spiritual? And there can be a fine line. And, you know, if you may be struggling in an area, if you're struggling, you could be struggling in relationships. It could be the closest relationship to you. Let me tell you, go and seek God. Seek him. And you know, he will remove anything that is not of him. He will remove the worries, the fears. He will remove what is not supposed to be for you. You know, yes, you could be unequally yoked, but God can yoke you together. God can ensure that the things that you truly desire can come to pass. But if you're putting your worldly desires over the kingdom of God, God's hands are tied. He has really encouraged us what to do. He's really, you know, the world and his people are the same. But God has that, you are chosen, you know, and he has that special life for you. For you. But it takes a focus. It takes a commitment. It takes really dwelling in deeply. And yes, there could be inner work to do on your part. You know, it's not all about us. But if we're not okay, then, and things are still not okay in the practices of what you in the practices of life and living and the things that you really desire, then my encouragement is to relax with God, you know, and seek him, and he will show you. He will show you things that you really never knew. The life that you really have a desire for. Like, what is it that you want? What do you desire? What is that picture, that image in your mind that God has given you that for your life? What is that image? And if your image isn't manifested right now, keep that image within your mind, because God has placed it there for a purpose. God has placed every dream and desire within your mind. He's placed it there. And for you to then manifest, and you for then that to become the reality, we need to use the ability that lives within us, and we need to use the confession of our mouth. It's so important, the words that we speak. The words that we speak first to ourselves. You know, really be kind to your mind. What if you do find things difficult, then know that God is around the corner and he says, beloved, just come to me and practice the works that I'm doing. You know, beloved, before all things, he wants you to prosper and be in health. And you know what that says to me? Yes, prosperity in the world looks, he wants us to have riches within our bank. For me, that doesn't show it. For me to prosper and to be in health is to live with full joy, is to live with peace within my heart, is to live with a mind that is focused and a true, because happiness and joy, happiness has got conditions to it. So being happy, there's being happy and you could be sad about something. But there's a condition to that. There's a condition to that feeling. But having that joy within, that pure joy that is really going to uplift you and uplift others, and really make a difference in this world. That only comes from God. That joy is God-given. A God-given fruit of the Spirit, where you learn. You're learning that the fruits of the Spirit are really living within you and can be manifested when you choose to put God first, when you choose to seek first. Because when you're seeking God, when you're seeking His kingdom, then, you know, the fruit of the Spirit will naturally come. You will learn to have self-control. You will learn that there's peace living within you, that there's a joy set before you, that you can have patience, not just with yourself, because, you know, the fruit of the Spirit truly does teach you patience when you are living by just seeking Him. The things that you may see in your life, whatever path, whatever journey that is, you know, what path and journey is in that image? My happiness, or not my happiness, my happy days are different to your happy days because of the conditions. But what I'm saying, the joy all lives within us. But for us to manifest that joy, I feel like everyone needs to be in the same place. That if we were focused, if we were seeking God first, if we were really living life and putting our wants, you know, our, as it said in the description of seeking God, that we put our worldly desires, needs, our wants behind us. We don't put in front of us to then try and get what the world has to offer. You know, what does the world have to offer you? It doesn't. It brings confusion. It brings upset. And the people of the world just do not understand. So if there's people around you that aren't of God, who aren't on the same path, and you continually speak, you continually, you know, give them the your heart. You continually, you know, do the things that is encouraged. You know, you continually do them. You continually seek God. You know, seek His word, and then the people of the world just don't understand. And you're given of yourself, you know, you're given of yourself. So when you're given of yourself to someone and someone isn't truly understanding, or they're not getting the path, they're not getting the journey, they're not really understanding, then it's time to really give them to God and then just leave it. God doesn't want us banging our heads against the wall with people. He wants us truly being and seeking him first. So this is what was really on my heart to share, and I really pray that it has given you some encouragement today, that, you know, you can really live your best life with God. You don't need anything else. you can sit and you can listen. You know, I listened to the Paradigm Sharons today, and some of them were only like 7-8 minutes long. And the ones that were only 7-8 minutes long, I kept on missing. So, like, you know, you just miss parts. And I'm like, what did he say again? What is the encouragement being said? And sometimes you just need to go through something. You need to say it, go through it, and really be encouraged. Because God is the encourager. And sometimes, yeah, we do need to be spoken to, or something really needs to be conditioned in our minds. We need to wash our brains with the word of God, not listen to anything else. You know, not listen to the world's way. Okay, if that's their opinion, that's their opinion. It's not God's opinion. Really keep that within your heart and your mind. And really trust God's path and journey throughout your life. Anyway, have a wonderful weekend and God bless you.